This is our number
two. It's time for the fastest 15 minutes of the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It is a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15 on Bring Your Dog to Work Day here at Cairo. I was just holding Buddy up in front of the studio cam if anybody wanted to get a look at the little guy.
I know, you need to give people a heads up so then they can go and make sure that they're watching.
Yes. And I also need to warn people in case he starts barking because other people are walking by with their dogs, and Buddy was growling during your newscast, so I'm afraid he's going to break out
honestly,
barking.
His growling is the least of my worries. There's always something going on during my newscast,
yeah,
to be honest.
Right. And you know what? I have been so impressed with his behavior today.
Yeah.
I have seen Buddy at his best and at his not his greatest.
Yeah. I know. He is great. That's the thing.
I'm so jealous. I've told you, I'm so jealous that Buddy's doing so well because Scooter would be a nightmare. And maybe I'm not giving Scooter enough credit.
I know you don't know.
Maybe I'll try next year if we do it again.
If we walk Buddy on a leash, we will encounter neighbors, friends with their dog on a leash, and Buddy will like try to attack them.
It's horrifying.
Attack the dog.
It is scary. Horrifying.
And so here, one of our coworkers has this, American pit bull, and they just started wrestling in the newsroom like they were old friends, and he's been fine here.
And he's on a leash, so I always thought it was a leash thing for him when he was on a leash, he felt restricted, so he got more defensive.
At the dog park, he's always fine. He just goes and plays at the dog park.
Yeah.
There's just something about when we're walking and he's on leash and a neighbor's walking and their dog's on leash, he goes berserk. But I don't know why.
Yeah. Not to be a troublemaker, and not that I'm a big cat fan, but was anyone allowed to bring their cats today?
I don't know.
Maybe that should be a different day. I don't know if you mix those two.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Our landlord was allowed to bring their mice. It's been bring your mouse to work year for our landlord here.
Now, I have to say, it's been a week since I've seen one.
Yeah.
And actually, I think we should take credit for that because we're the ones. It wasn't our landlord that chopped down those bushes. That was all us.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Okay, we got to get into the Fast 15 because we got a lot of stuff to get to here. Today is the first day of Monson Madness where you will pick your favorite soundbite of 2018. And we have 32 finalists. And now you got over the weekend, you have to get us down to the Sweet 16 by Monday. And then all next week, we will crown the champion on Friday. But let's unveil the first of our four top seeds. So in our four regions of the bracket, we have number one seed go up against number eight seed. I think this will be a rout. A wacky reporter who did a very awkward interview was a number eight seed in Monson Madness.
You know, usually when you're talking about the world of inflation.
Oh, and by the way, he's doing and this one's hard to explain because you got to play the whole 3 minutes. We have the whole 3 minutes loaded on the website. Oh, and everybody who votes will be entered to win a Seahawk Pro Shop gift card, too. So good incentive for you to help us out here. But this guy was doing a live shot with some bouncy houses, those inflatable bouncy houses that they set up in the parking lot of the stadium in San Diego.
You know, usually when you're talking about the world of inflation, you guys, you probably notice, is that a good thing or not a good thing, inflation?
He's talking to the anchors in the studio.
I'm sorry, the question again, Dave?
Is inflation in our world a good thing or not a good thing?
It depends upon what the topic
is.
What are we talking about? Generally, inflation, if you have an inflatable boat, that's a good thing.
Yeah, if you heard the word, right? But generally, when you hear the word inflation.
Not economically.
Something good come to mind?
For me, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you that you're right about if you say good, you're right, because this
is that's so painful. It's
terrible.
He was just determined to make that joke work.
Man, I guess. And the anchors, I think, hate him.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah. And they just wanted to make him horrible. Anyway, so the Wacky Reporter, that is an 8 seed, and it's got a tough first round matchup. It would be a huge upset. When we were in London for the Seahawk game a couple of months ago, you have to understand, my show was on 8 to 11 p.m. London time. So Dave Wyman and Paul Moyer, my dear friends, they were able to go to the pub in the late afternoon, early evening. I don't know if they'd been drinking. I have no idea.
Yes, we do.
I have no idea.
He's trying not to incriminate his friends.
And I had inadvertently spilled a drink on Paul Moyer's lap on the flight over to London.
Could have been water.
Could have been. Wasn't, but could have been. And I may have spilled 2 drinks in Paul Moyer's lap as we were flying over to London. So anyway, we're kind of talking about that, and Wyman's there too, and they may have had some drinks. Anyway, Dave Wyman and Paul Moyer in London is a 1 seed in Monson Madness.
I think they're handling it better than the Raiders. What do I base this on? The owner of the Raiders' haircut.
Yeah.
He's a jackass.
It's a bull.
Yes.
It's a bull.
He, and I hear that he pays a lot of money for that. Mm-hmm. And when I look at that guy's hair, I go, he's a clown. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, he's probably
this
not
Mark
handling
Davis,
it
Al Davis's son.
As
yeah,
well.
I'm not
as
sure.
Seahawk.
Oh, yeah, that one. Probably say it again. Myself. I know the words anymore.
Oh, for crying out. Eric Carmen.
Nice job, Dory.
Wow.
You know what? Kudos to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You can spill a drink in my lap anytime.
No, you can't.
You guys can go back to the pub now. Your work is done here. Thank you for coming by. I really appreciate it.
You can ice my crotch anytime, Dory.
Dave?
Wait, can you guys
what?
Hit
Dave,
the quick...
Dave, do not go back to the pub.
No.
I rescind
thank you.
What I just said.
You want me to go to my room?
Yes, go
it's
to bed.
It's the first time I've seen you speechless. You went... I got no comment for that one.
The Big Lead of 2 is coming up next, live from London. So, icing Wyman's crotch anytime is a 1 seed in Monson Madness. So we have 16 first-round matchups. Go and vote right now. MyNorthwest.com, the Dory Monson show page, or Facebook.com/Dory Monson. And we need you to cast votes all weekend, and we'll get down to a sweet 16 by Monday.
And just by casting your vote, you were entered to win a gift card from the Seahawks Pro Shop.
Yes. So we'll reward you for helping us out. Next up in the Fastest 15. So we told you in the Big Lead an hour ago about Kevin Hart, the comedian who had been asked to host the Oscars. And then they found... Except it wasn't much of a secret. He had old stand-up routines where he talked about he didn't want his son to ever be gay. He had tweets 10 years ago that have been labeled homophobic, where he would use, you know, gay slurs. He would call, you know, the F word slur for being gay. And he would write about homos. And just had a bunch of tweets. Well, years ago, he apologized for all of this. So early yesterday, he discovered that there were people who were trying to make a big deal out of this again and say he shouldn't host the Oscars. So he recorded a video that he posted on Instagram.
I swear, man, our world is becoming beyond crazy. And I'm not going to let the craziness frustrate me or anger me, especially when I worked hard to get to the mental space that I am at now. My team calls me, oh my God, Kevin, the world is upset about tweets you did years ago. Oh my God. Guys, I'm almost 40 years old. If you don't believe that people change, grow, evolve as they get older, I don't know what to tell you. If you want to hold people in a position where they always have to justify or explain their past, then do you. I'm the wrong guy, man. I'm in a great place. a great mature place where all I do is spread positivity. If you're not doing that, you're not on my page.
Okay, so he didn't apologize. He said, I apologized years ago. I'm not going to apologize again, over and over again. And then the mania just continued all day yesterday, where people are saying, no way should he be allowed to host the Oscars. And then after hours and hours of it, he put up another video on Instagram and he said, okay, I'm out.
So I just got a call from the Academy, and that call basically said, Kevin, apologize for your tweets of old, or we're going to have to move on and find another host. Talking about the tweets from 2009, 2010. I chose to pass. I passed on the apology. The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. This is not the first time this has come up. I've addressed it. I've spoken on it. I've said where the rights and wrongs were. I've said who I am now versus who I was then. I've done it. I'm not going to continue to go back and tap into the days of old when I moved on and I'm in a completely different space of my life. The same energy that went into finding those old tweets could be the same energy put into finding the response to the questions that have been asked years after years after years. We feed in the internet trolls and we reward them. I'm not going to do it, man. I'm going to be me. I'm going to stay on my ground. Regardless, Academy, I'm thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. If it goes away, no harm, no foul.
Good for him. I just, it is insane to judge somebody's life by their worst moment on Twitter 10 years ago. It's insane.
Well, and it would make more sense if he hadn't apologized multiple times.
Yeah.
I mean, he said, I have changed. I understand it. Well, so then he quits and he said, and I think this happened like one other time. I mean, that's kind of a big deal to say, okay, you know what? I'm just not going to do it anymore.
Yeah. Well, and he said that this gig was a dream come true, a lifetime dream come true. But he's said, I'm not going to grovel. I'm not going to, you know, be, you know, forced to apologize for something I've already apologized for. But, you know, this is a case of, you know, just political correctness run amok and deciding that we can judge somebody's life by something they wrote on Twitter 10 years ago.
Well,
it's crazy.
It's not just what he wrote on Twitter. I mean, some of the things he said were pretty horrific and would be very offensive. But again, it's like,
but
how long
as a comic
and how long can you, how long do you have to pay for that?
Yeah, I played the clip. But, you know, here's what I don't understand. The New York Times just hired a new editorial writer, Sarah Jiang, who has posted the most hateful things about men and about white people, and yet she survives as an editorialist for the New York Times. And Kevin Hart, in a stand-up routine, I played this clip last hour.
One of my biggest fears is my son growing up and being gay. That's a fear.
Yeah, and he went and did a whole bit on that. Mm-hmm. And he has to pay forevermore, and yet the New York Times allows an editorial writer who has posted incredibly hateful things about how much she hates white people and how much she hates men, and that's acceptable. So it's crazy. So Kevin Hart's out. I don't know who the Oscars is going to get to host.
Well, the ratings are just plunging. Maybe it's time to just do an internal thing, you know,
it
online.
You know what they should get? He's got lots of free time. They should get Ed Murray to host the Oscars.
As in former Seattle mayor Ed
Murray?
Yeah,
he's got lots of free time. He wouldn't say anything hateful about that group of people.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
No, it's not. That's no more ridiculous than firing Kevin Hart. Okay, next up in the Fastest 15. You may recall a few months ago I had a young woman on my show. Her name is Aubrey. And she was in a deadly road rage incident with she's a motorcycle rider. And she was in a deadly incident down in Pierce County on I-5 with a 60-year-old man named Bruce Jones. And Bruce Jones had his wife in the car, and Aubrey told me what happened.
I just did like the, you know, the what the are you doing gesture. He then proceeds to go onto the shoulder and try to ram me with his car on the passenger side of his car into the cars in the right-hand lane, continued to move and push forward because I wanted to get away from him and what he was doing.
So he forced her off to the side of the road. He gets out of his car in this heavy traffic on I-5 and starts physically attacking this young woman.
He just wasn't letting me go, and so I had my visor down, and I was just like, get away, and boom, right in his head, and he held his face, and he charged back at me, and at that time, we hit the barrier and I was on the ground and he was trying to rip my helmet off and he was hitting me and I could feel every hit.
And Aubrey is somewhat petite, 23-year-old. She was 23 years old at the time of this incident, and she was sure that this guy was going to kill her.
I remember having to try to catch my breath as I'm still fighting this man off of me. At that time, I'm in a fetal position against the barrier and he has his hand on the front portion of my chin that's open for airflow and where the chin strap is. And he had his hand in that area and was trying to yank up and back. So trying to rip my helmet off, still coming in and out of consciousness. Like I had just come to, and then that's when I grabbed my firearm.
She has a legally possessed concealed carry gun. She was able to reach in, get her gun, and shoot this man who was attacking her.
I've never wanted to use my firearm to defend myself. I've never wanted to have to be put in that situation where I had to. I was fighting for my life, and that's what the whole point of having a concealed weapons permit and having a firearm is, to solely defend your life, and that's exactly what I did because I thought he was going to take mine. It was me or him, and I was coming home.
So she shot and killed this road rager who was attacking her. The reason I bring this up today is because a listener brought this to my attention. In anti-gun website, it's gunviolence.org, they put up pictures of people whose lives have been lost to gun violence. And so they got a picture of this 60-year-old guy that Aubrey shot. Bruce Jones, age 60, lost to gun violence on February 8th in Milton, Washington. The reason he died, he wasn't lost to gun violence. She was defending herself. It wasn't violence. It was self-defense. He was choking her out. She thought he was going to kill her. And to put him up as some kind of a poster child for victims of gun violence is just particularly crazy. So when you see these things, and I talk about the stats all the time, the school shooting stats that are so unbelievably exaggerated. And when a guy like this is held up as a victim of gun violence, it's just crazy. All right. And finally, in our Fastest 15.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu. We take you now to Washington.
The details are not available. They will be in a few minutes. The White House is now giving out a statement. The attack apparently was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
77 years ago today, the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, and one day later, of course.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
And that's when FDR announced the Pacific Theater portion of World War II was on, and a very sad update. Today, there is a ceremony at the USS Arizona, and it is the first time ever that they are going to have that ceremony without any survivors of that attack on the Arizona present. There are only a handful of survivors still living. Five. They're all in their 90s, and they're not well enough to travel to Hawaii. So this is the very first year that no Arizona crew members are going to be able to participate in the memorial ceremony of the day that will live in infamy, 77 years ago today. That is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast Stories, Fastest 15.
You give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Coming up next, today is the opening day of Monson Madness, where you get to pick your favorite soundbite of 2018. We will play all of the, many of the first round matchups for you next. Here.
Well, because we're in the middle of Monson Madness and we're counting down the awesome audio of the year, so yeah. I figured we needed a song that sort of expressed that emotion.
I like it.
And it would be Everything is Awesome from the Lego Movie, Tegan and Sarah featuring The Lonely Island.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. It is this opening day of Monson Madness where you get to count down and select the favorite soundbite of 2018. And, of course, a week from today, the 24th annual Dory Awards, where you will pick the most annoying person of 2018. So, man, oh, man, we've got some real excitement ahead of us in the next week and a half here. Okay, so let me play for you some more of the first-round matchups in Monson Madness. We've got 32 finalists in a bracket. If you go to MyNorthwest.com, the Dory Monson show page, or Facebook.com/Dory Monson. And over the weekend, but just go do it right now. Everybody who votes will be entered to win a Seahawk Team Store gift card. So you will have a chance to win, and we'll pay you back for your time if you're the lucky winner, if you go vote. So 32 soundbites, 16 matchups. Let me play a couple more of these for you. And let's go to the Southeast Regional, where, did we name the regionals?
Yes. Oh, okay. They are.
Oh, the Duval Regional, the Ording.
Renton, yes. And Issaquah. Do you get it? D-O-R-I. I thought I was very clever.
That is clever.
I guess. I did not know that. Okay, so let's go to the Ording Regional. This is a 4-5 matchup. When Bill Clinton was talking about Al Franken, who was in that picture pretending to grab the breasts of the woman on the airplane, and Al Franken lost his Senate seat for that. Bill Clinton, who may have had a little dalliance with the ladies himself in bygone years, Bill Clinton explained that you just can't do that sort of thing in 2018. But, boy, he made it sound like it was fine back when he was doing it.
In general, I think it's a good thing, yes. I think it's a good thing that we should all have higher standards. I think the norms have really changed in terms of what you can do to somebody against their will, how much you can crowd their space, make them miserable at work. You don't have to physically.
The norms have changed on doing things against a woman's will. It used to be okay when Bill was doing it, but the norms have changed now. So that's a 4 seed, and it is going up. This is a good first round matchup. Because that's a really good, funny soundbite. And it's going up against a 5 seed, and this is the little girl. Oh, my gosh. She wanted, was it for dinner?
She just was upset because waffles were on her mind.
Yeah, she wanted waffles.
It wasn't necessarily, no, she was just concerned because she couldn't stop thinking about it.
Yeah, and this little girl, I think you can agree, she just seems to really like waffles.
I just can't stop thinking about waffles.
Well, you had waffles for dinner and you had waffles for breakfast. So we're going to eat something else.
Oh, I can't stop. Why can't I just stop dreaming about waffles?
I don't know. A little ridiculous, baby girl. Do you need a nap?
No, I don't know what. I just can't stop thinking about waffles.
The the struggle is real, man.
Seriously.
Can we just call that number a one of the year? Because that's fantastic.
Oh, man. Okay, so Bill Clinton is up against the Waffle Girl in a first-round matchup. That's a 4 versus a 5 seed. Imagine how strong that whole region is, the Ording region. Okay, another matchup. Oh, man, do we have to play this number one seed?
So good.
Oh, man.
It makes me a little nervous to play, but it's good.
Okay, this is in the Renton Regional. It's a 1 seed versus an 8 seed. The 8 seed is a reporter. This is in India, and her guest calls her baby. And boy, she doesn't like that at all. This is an 8 seed.
Listen to me, baby. Listen to me. Tehsil Poonawalla, he's the member of Congress. He's the member of Congress. He's the spokesperson of Rahul Gandhi Congress. He's the kitchen cabinet member of Rahul Gandhi, Sonia Gandhi. मैं आपसे सिर्फ इतना कहना चाहता हूं कि जिस प्रकार से आज तक कांग्रेस का कोई भी व्यक्ति नहीं बोला आज तक ये कांग्रेस अचानक
सर आई डोंट टेक साइड्स एंड लास्टली यू विल नॉट कॉल मी बेबी यू विल नॉट कॉल मी बेबी डू आई मेक माय सेल्फ क्लियर मिस्टर सूरज पाल अमू
ओके
ओके यू विल नॉट कॉल मी बेबी यू विल आंसर द क्वेश्चन यू विल आंसर द क्वेश्चन मैडम एज टू व्हाई द करनी सेना इज डूइंग गुंडागर्दी इन द कंट्री सिंपल यू विल नॉट कॉल मी बेबी
Never.
Don't call me baby. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Okay, you are not a baby. You are
this is no way to speak to a woman.
What can I?
This is no way to speak to a woman. How dare you call me baby?
I remember that now, and that's my number one.
Mm-hmm.
That's an 8 seed. That is the bottom seed in the Renton Regional. And, I mean, if it wins, I'll be fine with that, because that'll knock out the 1 seed. I had my boyhood home in Ballard. The guy who lived next door to us then, and he lived there as recently as just several months ago, his first name was Richard. And we all called him Dick. Because I mean, that's what he called himself. And then a few months ago, I see a story on the news that this is the house right next door to the house in which I grew up. And oh, we feuded with this guy. I would send pizzas and taxicabs to his house when I was 10, 11 years old.
You expended a lot of energy trying to figure out how to make him miserable.
Yes.
And vice versa.
And he was drunk every single day. And so I see this news story that his house was filled with mold. And there were reporters doing live shots on the street on which I grew up. And so I'm trying to tell that story, and it just came out wrong. This is a 1 seed in the Renton Regional. When I was a little boy, I would send pizzas and taxicabs to the guy who we were always feuding with and fighting with, and he was drinking every day. And the guy still lived in the house until just a few months ago. And imagine my shock when I saw my boyhood neighbor's Dick. That's his name. Wait a second. My boyhood neighbor, Dick's house.
Wow.
Dick is his name.
Whoa.
Dick is his name.
Yes.
That's a drop.
No. It should be a dump if you had any healthy appreciation for the show. Jeez. Oh, where's my blood pressure cuff? Oh, Lord. Anyway, imagine my shock when I saw my boyhood neighbor, Dick's house, was on the news filled with mold. I just moved an apostrophe S. That's all it was, crying out loud. So I'll grow up. So that's a 1 seed up against Don't Call Me Baby. Let me take a real quick time out, and then I'll play a few more of these first-round matchups for you. This is the opening day of Monson Madness. We need you to pick your favorite soundbite of 2018. Lots more straight ahead.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Bum, 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 bum.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Oh, I get it. As we continue to unveil our first round matchups in Monson Madness, Let me play another one seed for you. We have an 8 seed versus a 1 seed, and the reason why Mr. Sandman is playing, I don't even remember this one. In fact, Nicole, after I had finished the seeding before I left last night, Nicole this morning said, I took out one of your finalists and I put one in.
It was a Trump finalist. I told you I was going no Trump on this. And Trump's stuff makes me laugh, and but this, it's too hard to decide which is funny.
Okay. And so this one is you just called Sleepy Dory. Is there any context we
yes,
need
yes, remember it was the night that you didn't sleep at all. You had taken extra Ambien. You came in with no sleep and you were messing up words the whole show. And I put a little montage of all the screw ups.
Sleepy Dory is an 8 seed. They had a concert at the end of the racing by the band Simply Stupid. They will tolerate a lot from Marshawn Lynch and Richard Simmons and Michael Bent. I don't know where that came from. San Diego. Danny O'Neill's using 7-year-old data. Did I say O'Neill?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, sorry, Danny. Love O'Neill. I like Westmead, too. Your Home is in that category. I don't like Brandon. This one. Or Mathis Exterminating, rather. They are the ones. Thoroughly inspect your crawl space. You know what a lot of companies do? They don't actually get in and do the job and see if there are problems that need.
Well, I don't like this one at all.
Hey, don't stop it. It keeps going.
But it's just a lack of sleep. I know it sounds like something else.
I just remember that day, Nicole and I were looking at each other with big eyes like, this is going to be a roller coaster ride.
That's what Brennan does. They take care of everything from the, careful of ways. And as I said, Mathis Exterminating, we're all on it's an inner clock. Uh-huh. It's got kind of a fancy Greek-type word. Everybody else seems to be worried about me, but I'm fine. Well, I'm just texting on. I think there is in the bell curve of Ambien usageness. Uh-huh. Wow. That's an 8 seed. Whew, let's get that one out quick. Let's hope a 1 seed. Sawant with the construction workers in downtown Seattle is a 1 seed.
Dear members of media, I really appreciate you all coming here for this important discussion.
No head tax! 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 No head tax!
Can I make an appeal to my brothers in the labor movement? As you know, I'm also a rank and file member of the labor movement.
No head tax! No head tax! No head tax! No head tax!
Brothers, when we can disagree and we will have disagreements in the labor movement. But if we fight against each other, the boss will win.
No head tax! No head tax! No head tax!
Oh, man, I love that one.
That one could have been folded on the air, too. That was great.
Oh, and the construction workers is a 1 seed. Go vote right now. Big Lead to 2 is next.